Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello, welcome to Red Men TV. It's an uncensored match build-up. Liverpool face Sporting Lisbon in the final pre-season game of the US Tour. I am Ross Chanley. This is Tom Dutton. Hello, Mr. Tom Dutton.
You remember my name?
I did, yeah. After 2.5 years, I finally remembered your name. Before we start, Tom, big week this week over on RedmenTV.com. It is exclusives week. So every day this week, we have an exclusive interview with a Liverpool player, building up to the big one, Mr. Chris Pajak and Jurgen Klopp.
I can't sit down. Wait for that, you know?
Massive interview.
It was last pre-season when Paul got to speak to him. I can't wait to see what Chris has in store, because he loves all his tactics and stuff. Yeah. I can't wait to hear what Jurgen Klopp has to say.
Once you watch this, go over there, get subscribed, start your free month, get all that content for free, go and check out all the other stuff all over the website. And as I mentioned on the news, you get all that. And if you start your free month now, you get all the start of the season content that we normally do on Red Men TV.
This guy's too good. Oh, he's reciting the whole thing.
It's like I'm in marketing, Tom. Anyway, on to the game. Like I said, it's the final game. We've lost both games in America, Tom. It would be nice just to finish on a little win. I know results don't matter, but...
And we should do as well, because look, they've conceded twice and they've had three pre-season games. They've conceded two in each game. They've not won one yet. They lost on pens in the last game. It says here Bruno Fernandes plays for them, and he does, and he scored in 3-3. Mm-hmm. Two of them were penalties, but it's going to be nice to see us coming up against these players. Look, we have been linked with him as well, you know what I mean? It's really, really talented man.
A case of Jurgen Klopp going over after the game, giving him a hug, and then just not letting go.
You know what I mean? Just saying, hey, January, you're not coming in the summer. No. But it's going to be nice to see us look get tested in defence. And I think, look, Sevilla gave us a test. We have been tested this pre-season, of course we have. But it just keep testing us, keep getting the groundwork for the defensive stability going, because we're going to need that in the start of the season when we don't have that from three fit and firing, because of them not having rest and them coming late back into pre-season. It's going to be really, really interesting to see. I really just want a clean sheet. I think that's what we go for in this game. Obviously, you want goals, you want your attack to be free-scoring, but lock it down, get your defence back in shape, get your defensive midfielders back in shape, starting up for the start of the season.
Yeah, I think it'll be interesting this one, because obviously the Dortmund game and the Sevilla game were quite close together. Mm-hmm. It was hot over there. We've seen the lads' content, and you know, we spoke to them. It was like, it's hot over there. Yeah. New York, it's a bit more cooler. They've had an extra day's rest. Okay, they've travelled a bit more, but they, you know, it suits them a bit more. They can play a bit more game time. They can get into the game a bit more. And do you know what? Sporting Lisbon aren't anymore, because Tom, they've got some, like you said, they've already got decent players. Two players that play for them, former Liverpool players in there.
Who are they?
Thiago Llori and Rafa Camacho. Camacho will be an interesting one to see.
It will be.
If he plays and where he plays after his little outburst.
Yeah, I tried to see the lineups of the team, because obviously I didn't watch them, but I tried to see their lineups in the past few games. Nothing. If someone can find that, please show me, because I'm very interested in who they did play and who they will play against us. Just so I can see if they do play, especially Thiago Llori. It's been a while since I've heard that man's name. I think he was on a quiz that I was doing the other day of players Liverpool have signed and stuff. And I was like, oh yeah, Thiago Llori. But it is going to be interesting, because look, they finished third last season in the Portuguese league behind Benfica and Porto. They were 11 points behind Porto, who was second. And look, we battered Porto last season. So it will be interesting to see what our level is going to be and whether we can get back to that level. Obviously, I mean, who do you want to see starting in that? Do you want to see? I mean, it's obviously going to be the same. It's going to be youth mixed in with our old school players. But Do you want to see more of a first team now, getting close to the season?
I don't know. I think this game is potentially the last game for those youth players to kind of shine.
Yeah.
Or get a longer run, because you think it was the Napoli game, the Lyon game.
Yeah.
You know, that's when you're building up, and those players, the first team players, need to start playing more than 60 minutes and kind of push themselves to be ready for the 90 minutes.
Yeah.
So I think it will be a lot of youth. And, you know, if Marnie's not back till afterwards, the Community Shield, someone's playing for his spot. I want to see a bit more of Rhian Brewster. I'm gutted for Larucci.
Yeah.
But it also opens up the opportunity for Adam Lewis to kind of start at left back, because I know he's been playing a bit more of a left wing role. But I think it'd be youth time to shine and kind of be their last one and kind of like a goodbye on the America tour.
Yeah, no, I think that too. And look, it's like Curtis Jones, players like that, where this is a big one, putting themselves in shop window for loans kind of thing, and just going, look, I want to be more developed. I want to get more chances to prove myself during the next season. And it is going to be the last time they get on the pitch playing football for the first team for a while, unless they impress in training. I'm sure, look, they'll all be pushing for that. Obviously, they will be, but it is going to be very interesting.
Has anyone shown signs of you that should be a definite start for this game, or someone who's put the nose in front to being contention for a Liverpool matchday squad?
No, this season? No. I mean, everyone's been playing at a good level. Larucci would have been the one, and it's such a massive shame for him. Glatzel as well, it's been a massive shame for him. He got injured in the first game against Tranmere. And these players who looked really, really promising now probably aren't going to get another chance until they go into training. Larucci, like I say, would have been the one. Adam Lewis, I cannot wait. You were saying about him then. I cannot wait to see what he can do. But again, it's another thing for Brewster. I know we've spoken about him in every single one of these build-up shows, and we've spoken about him after every single one of these pre-season games. It's massive for him. If he wants to be this player that Jürgen Klopp's kind of built him up to be fair, and he's put him all over the advertising. I know he hasn't, but he's been all over the advertising boards. He's been bigged up as this man who's going to be taken over from Daniel Sturridge.
Has he scored 4 in 4?
I've got no idea.
Probably should research that.
Sorry, everyone. Someone please tell us in the comments in a ready caps lock. Loads of caps, and tell us that we're wrong and horrible at our jobs. Yeah, Brewster's a massive one. I think he's got to go out there and impress again. He's got to link up, because it's about him not just impressing Klopp. Now it's about linking up well and getting an understanding with all these players, because he's going to be playing with all these people.
And what about Divock Origi? He's another one. Because I watched the Sevilla game, and this, I know it's pre-season, and I know it's different circumstances, but like, he was like showing signs of it. He looks sharp to me. He was dropping deep for the ball. His first touch looked really good. He always finds himself in the right place at the right time. So that goal against Sevilla, for example, was a bit like the Barcelona one. Like, he's in the right place. He's found some space. Finish. Yeah, he's got no one around him, and another good finish. And you know, I touched on it before, of that kind of the Marnie spot, what we'll call it now. You know, I think he's putting a good name in there, really.
Yeah, he must be riding so high as well. He's not the man who won us the Champions League, but he won us the Champions League. He scored that goal to send us away. Gave me one of the best moments I've ever felt in my life. Every single Liverpool fan loves him, reveres him. Imagine what that's doing for him, and knowing that he can do no wrong. Yeah. Basically, this man has gone from start of last season and that pre-season to the start of this pre-season. Just everything about him just seems a bit more silky. He knows now that he can fit in with these fantastic players and can start vying for a proper first team spot. Imagine at the end of the season, if it's literally them four all trying to get in the team, he just goes, look, Bobby, I know you're fantastic, but I'm better at this. I'm better against this team. When you don't drop Bobby at all, whereas it could be halfway through the season, we go, hey, look, Divock Origi starts this game because he's better against this type of system, you know what I mean?
And all the fans are sound with it.
Yeah,
I know what he's capable of.
To be honest, I want to see Virgil van Dijk take massive control of this. I want to see Trent, or I want to see Robbo. I talked about the defence before. I want to see them just go, right, we're laying down a market. I wouldn't mind seeing that back four start now. Joe Matip coming in there for the first half team and just coming in. Get everyone settled. I know Alisson isn't back, I get that, but just to have that little bit of understanding again and push on.
Cool. Score prediction, Tom?
They're going to concede 2, we're going to concede none, but...
It's 2-0 then.
Yeah, but no, I think we're going to score more than that. I think it's going to be a 3-0. I really think we're going to... I trust in this team to just go, no, we're going to not concede.
Going to stay up for it?
Probably not.
Okay, cool. 1 o'clock kickoff, English time, British time, sorry. I'll go for 2-0 as well. So yeah, there's your build-up for Sporting Lisbon. Don't forget to check out all the rest of the stuff, as I mentioned before, over on the website. Interviews with every Liverpool, well, not every Liverpool player, every day with a Liverpool player over on RedmanTV.com.
They're all going to cover it over there as well. So there will be people watching it over there, namely at the ground, which is Paul, Chris and Ben. So I know I'm not watching it, I'll watch it the next day. But they'll be there with all the coverage as well.
And some post-match.
Post-match stuff, speaking to Jurgen Klopp after the game, hopefully in his press conference. And then after that, we're off to Edinburgh. Ooh. And then we're off to Switzerland, yeah. Me and Ross. So we'll be keeping you covered throughout the whole of the pre-season, every single game. And then on to the season, hopefully we're going to try and get to every game as well, which is going to be very, very cool.
Cool. Well, you've outroed that very well, Tom. Yeah. See you soon. Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.